T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Sports is obviously shut down for the foreseeable future, but a lot of people working in sports continue to put in the hours, either preparing for what comes next, preparing for the offseason, and preparing for the unknown. Ed Stefanski is the Pistons' senior advisor to owner Tom Gorse, and he joins us here now on 97.1 The Ticket. Ed, good morning. First of all, how are you doing? How's your family doing? How's everyone?
Good morning, Jamie. Thank God I'm doing really well. My family's all good and everything. So we're just trying to get through like everyone else and self-quarantine as much as possible.
Can we ask how the overall health of the organization is? Because obviously you guys were directly affected by the Utah Jazz being in town, and we've read about a scout of yours, Maury Hanks, suffering from the coronavirus.
Sure.
First
off, how are you doing, and how's my friend doing? Is my friend at home, or is he in the studio with you?
I'm in the studio. Jamie and Heather are at home.
How are you, Stoney?
I'm fine. I'm normal, which is not real good, though, as you know.
You're a tough guy from Delaware County. That's going to happen to you.
Yeah, Mr. Tough Guy.
But, no, to answer your question, Jamie, thank God everything is good. Christian got to, but as a young guy, a great athlete, symptoms were maybe 24 hours, and he was feeling great after that. And he's done a whole protocol. He was quarantined, and so he's well through that. The rest of the traveling party got through it nicely. They were quarantined for 14 days, and we got through all that. And then our good friend, Maury Hanks, who is in a hospital in Knoxville, Tennessee. He and I came into the NBA together in 1998, I think it was. He's been struggling, but every day a little bit better. So we're praying that Maury comes through this. And as I said, he started with me at the Nets. The New Jersey Nets, we worked in Toronto together, and now we're with the Pistons. So on that end, we're hoping for good results.
So were you part of the traveling party? So did you have to quarantine early too?
Yeah, unlucky. I came to Philadelphia, and I met the team at Temple University the day before to watch us practice. We were all, no one was shaking hands or anything like that. But since I was in the practice around the players and coaches, I had to self-quarantine for 14 days also.
We're talking to Ed Stefanski here on 97.1 The Ticket. Do you – obviously there's conversations going on, what-ifs and things like that. Is there any light you can shed on that, or is the general tone of the conversation, we have no idea, we just have to wait and see in terms of whether or not you will play any more games this year?
I have zero idea. You hear all the rumors that are floated. I think the league, I know the league, they're waiting on to see how it goes the next couple of weeks here. And Adam Silver has made it known that he wants to restart this league as soon as they can. I mean, we're all for that. If it's first is the health of everyone, the players, the traveling team, the fans, if they're going to be fans. So that's number one. And if that's okay, I know Adam would like to get it going, but I have no idea of when and how they'll do it.
I guess we got to talk some actual basketball. The way things were trending with you after the deadline and the buyouts, let's be honest, you guys were right now with the season stopped, you had the fifth best chance in the lottery. Probably would have improved a little bit the rest of the season. Do you look at that and say, God, we can't get any luck?
When you say improve, Stoney, you mean improve our draft selection, right?
Yes, your position, your chances for the number one pick.
Correct. Well, hey, it is what it is. So we are working very hard still. I mean, we have plenty of video out there. We've seen these we have done our work. I took everybody off the street before the league championships because things were getting a little dicey. I said, it's not worth it. So all the scouts came off the road. And we have plenty of video. And we'll see video after video and intel on these young men. It'll be curious if they leave the draft where it is and we do Skype, FaceTime interviews with the candidates. They do their physicals in, we have 30 cities around the country. They do their physicals, the top 250 players or something like that in that city, and we go with it. Or the league decides to do postpone the draft and do it another time. They haven't let us know. So we're preparing like the draft will be in June. And, you know, we'll at least we know some kind of area that we're going to be in. Hopefully we get fortunate in the lottery. But that's what we do. And we've talked about it. And as you said, we're in a rebuild mode. We had to make that move. It was just a lot of things were necessary to do. We did it. And, so now we have to look forward to who that young man is who's going to come into the Pistons organization.
There's the one guy I want to ask you about. There's a few of them, but LaMelo Ball played in Australia. So I don't know how many of your scouts saw him in person. Obviously, you've seen video. A, can you tell by just playing in the league where he is playing? And two, are you prepared to deal with LaVar, and will you Skype with him?
That's a good one. I can't go into particular players.
Okay.
I don't have any real issues, and maybe I don't think I'm naive because I've been in the league a long time and have been around. I've had a lot of experience. Parents, you know, you have to be careful sometimes on parents, and you know they have the kids' ears. But in the NBA, the parents are not anywhere near like they would be in a high school team or an AAU team. Or a college team. So I've never really concerned myself, and I've had some big-time stars with parents who are, you know, or care about their son and maybe a little helicopter parenting, but that really has not affected the NBA. So I'm not concerned about that with any parent. I would just say that young man has a lot of talent. There's no question about it, and we were able – to see him early. We had a scout there for a while overseas in Australia to watch. So we were fortunate there where some teams might have were going to go over in the spring to see him play, and obviously that's not going to happen now.
Ed Stefanski with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. So it sounds like you're not overly concerned with not having the normal access you would have to potential draft picks based on the amount of prep you've already done and Skype and everything. Can you remember, you said you've been in the league a long time, a time where sitting down with a player, and I'm not asking you to name names, but you said that meeting really changed our opinion of this guy, meaning we did draft him or we didn't draft him. I mean, you are going to be missing out on that, I guess, hands-on experience, as every NBA team is.
Yeah. Jamie, I've done a lot of interviews, and I am not a doctor or psychologist. And we've gone to that route where we do have a psychologist help us with the interviews. And I think that's very, very informative and necessary. But, you know, a kid could be kind of me in a meeting. I don't even know it sometimes. But, you know, it's nice to meet the guy, you know, and that it's nice to meet him. And the one interview that was, like, fantastic, I interviewed John Wall when he was coming out, and when he left the room, and I said to the guys, I've never met a kid more impressive in my entire life. And I said, was he that good? He was conning me the whole time. And the whole room said, no, I think that's what he is. And we were right on that one. There you go. John Wall was the number one pick. He's a fantastic player. Plus he just crushed it in the interview. Now some other guys don't do as well. And, you know, I think part of that is they're 19-year-old young men, but they're still a little immature, and they have not been in front of. And we used to do something I think was wrong. We put 12 people in a room, and we have this 18, 19-year-old guy walk in the room, and 12 people's eyes are looking at him, and they're asking questions, and he's overwhelmed. I think we're all doing a better job of that as we interview people. And, you know, some people think they have trick questions. Others, you know, people do it differently. But I think I think you can get it done the way I said. It's not perfect, but I believe you can get it done on FaceTime. I believe you can get the physicals done in different cities. We're in a different situation now, and you have to adapt. But I'm not going to, you know, would I like to have the kid in my gym and I could see him more? But we've seen these kids over and over and over, so I feel comfortable.
I'll ask you a weird question. You were in the league since the late 90s, you said, and this might not be fair, but when the Pistons drafted Darko, well, I don't remember what team you were with at the time, because there's stories that, like, Kiki Vandeweghe, they would have taken him if he would have fell on the three. Was it just, oh, my God, what is this team doing? Or was that a legitimate, normal pick, that if the team you were with had the second pick, you might have done the same thing?
I don't think Darko was a stone cold. I do remember it was not, and I was back. I hate when I have to be up that high picking players, because that means we're not very good. So back then we were pretty good where I was, so I didn't have to worry about the second pick. But it wasn't a stone cold that this guy's the second pick and LeBron's number one. There were so many good players in that draft. It was a tough pick, but you know, when you're overseas and you're not here, they're not seeing you every game in the collegiate rank, and you just get one team that gets excited about you, and then there's no question Darko's size and skills and ability. You could see why someone would get excited about him, and it just took over. And obviously, at that time, Detroit passed on some really obviously great players.
Ed, we really appreciate the time this morning. Stay safe, stay well, and best to you and your family, and hopefully we'll talk to you very soon.
Hey, guys, you too. Stay healthy, man.
Hey, one quick thing. How's your son getting along with Baker Mayfield?
My son's doing great. It looks like they had a terrific offseason, the Cleveland Browns, with their free agency, and he's all excited. He's just disappointed he can't get out there and start coaching them.
That's tough, man. It's to take over a first-year head coach and have this happen. That's going to be a huge challenge, but a lot of people are dealing with
it.
Thanks, Ed. Talk to you soon.
We'll see how good he is.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Ed Stefanski, the senior advisor to Tom Gorse for the Detroit Pistons, joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.